You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It is In This League with Scott Bogman over there, who you can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. He's very good at playing the game of who are other people like Mia Khalifa's former life. You can show him pictures and he can name them without really a hesitation. You're very good at that game.
We're skirting around what it's called. The Lonely Man Quiz.
Yeah, exactly. You're very, very good at that. I am Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. You can also, by the way, if you care and if you're into baseball, you can find – I just had my debut article over at RotoWire, where I wrote about the Arizona Fall League because I've been out at like
RotoWire.
No big deal. I got a bio and a picture, goofy looking picture that I took from a high angle, so I look skinnier.
And I've been at the Arizona Fall League like 12 games or something like that. And I just big old like almost 3,000 word article. So you want to go check it out. I think it's part of the premium content. But if you're into prospects, you can find some of my content over there. Trying to do some stuff.
Who's the best prospect you've seen so far?
Like I have like a, everywhere or just in the fall league
this year in the fall league.
Okay, just in the fall league.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks or so that you've been going to the games.
Yeah, well, I was just gonna say because I was at it all the rookie league and because like Mackenzie Gore is one of the best prospects I've seen all year long. In the fall league, I mean, like overall skills, it's Ronald Acuna with the Braves. But I've seen some guys like Alex Jackson with the Braves. He just hit his fifth homer today in the fall league. And he's just been crazy.
Picking it back up.
Yeah, he's picking it way back up. Michael Chavis has been one of the best. Victor Robles just got here, and Victor Robles has already established himself as like one of the best. So you guys can go and find that article over at RotoWire if you want. And you can check out my prospect podcast, which will be out Friday. And I will be updating on some of those things. So I want to lay out this little tidbit here. And we could talk a tiny bit of it on the other side of this break. Then we got to get into the Week 8 plays, unless you guys have questions, which you can call in 844-84-FNTSY. But the 49ers sent this note out, and it was reported by – what is her name? Let me find it. It was reported by Ann Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle that the 49ers sent in a questionnaire asking their fans this, Bogman. In terms of game day experience, how important is it – that your team wins? No. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
It's like, it's the reason I come to the game is to see
it's
my team
all the
win.
Importance. What else am I here for?
Bavona said it's not important at all because he's a Giants fan.
No, well, yeah, I think about that game. I still think about that game where we came back, won that field goal, and totally pass interfered.
Of course.
Okafor, whatever. Pass interfered on the 1 yard line. But what are you talking about? Emailing fans and asking them, how much do you care?
I mean, well, to be honest, aren't the fans kind of bougie in San Francisco? I mean, maybe they just come for the experience.
What?
West
are
Coast.
You talking about? All right. West Coast, the best coast, I guess. We don't need to win, but we're still the best coast. We'll talk about that coming up. If you have any opinions, tweet us, call us, and then we'll get to Week 8. Don't go anywhere. It's Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh in this league on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
In this league. Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? In this league. If there's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call? In this league.
There it is. That's a good one.
That is
little
amazing.
Halloween thing. I like it. I It should have been, I ain't afraid of no Welsh. I ain't afraid of no Bogdan. All right.
I ain't afraid of no goats.
Goats. 10 points for Pavone. 10 points on the 100 scale, so you're almost there. All right, we're back. Welcome in this league. Scott Bogdan, Chris Welsh. We are going to be talking about Week 8, and I want to finish up on the 49er things. But we do have a caller. It's Alicia in Tri-City. Let's go to it. Alicia, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. Great. Tri-City is New York, right?
Tri-City is Washington.
See, there's too many Tri-Cities. Is it like the Washington, or like the other Washington?
Yeah, like Washington State.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, we got that established
here. If it's not on HBO, the Welsh has no idea where anything is. So.
That's very true. I know where like Deadwood is and New York because of the New Jersey because of the Sopranos. So my points of the country are kind of based on there. Alicia, what is your question?
Do I start Derek Carr or Deshaun Watson?
Can I ask, is it like standard, like 4 point for a touchdown, for a passing touchdown?
Okay. Yeah.
Bogman, I don't know about you, but I don't want to play Deshaun Watson in Seattle, even though Seattle has been less than exciting and the Raiders don't have Marshawn Lynch, but they seem to have found their pass game recently and they're going against the Bills. I would rather have Derek Carr on the road in Buffalo than I think I would Deshaun Watson against the Seahawks.
Yeah, these are two tough matchups, and you know Deshaun Watson looks like the play that you would want to go with because he's coming off the bye week and everything. But on the road against Seattle, it's his first time in Seattle. That is rough. I don't want to mess with it at all. I'm with the Welsh. I would go with Derek Carr against Buffalo in this one.
Does that breed some confidence?
Okay, yeah. I was wondering, I was going to go with Watson just because he's doing good, and I wondered about Seattle. Awesome.
Yeah, see, Seattle's the worry. Watson's been the best. Well, we've been talking about that. He's been awesome, but that's a really big concern going into Seattle. That's why Carr is not sexy here, but I feel like it might be better to play it safe than, you know, a 140-yard passing game with two touchdowns from Watson.
Right. Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in, Alicia.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
I learned something new, too. All right, bye.
Oh,
I learned
good.
Something. That, Tri-City is in Washington State. It wasn't in New
Washington
Jersey
State.
Next to the Sopranos.
No, definitely not near the Sopranos.
Okay. All right, thanks, Alicia. That's funny. What else have I learned? What of all the other things I've learned from HBO?
You know where Casterly Rock is, so that's
I do know where Casterly Rock. I'm very familiar with the King of the North, and I'm familiar with Valerius, right?
Of
Valantos.
Of course, you know where the Narrow Sea is. Of course,
I do know where I plan to visit there next year when I can save up.
Right.
Yep.
Old Town. Yep. Yeah, you know where that is. So yeah. No, you know it all now. Your geography.
Yeah, I'm
major.
Good.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. All my education from HBO. It's working out for me very, very well, my friends. All right. Lastly, real quick, that the 49ers, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. They sent an email to any human being that could relay this message to say, be like, hey, guys, you know how you spend, you know, because California, we're overflated in pricing. You know how you spend a lot of money. You got this park and there's fires burning everywhere around here. And we have one of the worst teams in the NFL, a subpar product. All our players retire. Is winning important to you guys? No, it's not if I get gold bars. If we're going to actually mine for gold as 49ers and I leave the stadium with a gold bar, I don't care if the 49ers win. But guess what? You pay so much money. The food is overpriced and it's probably bougie and crappy. And the team sucks. Why would that not be important? If you tell them it's not important, guess what? They'll just go on just being comfortable with being a garbage, crappy team for years to come. Because guess what? They're stealing your money because they got a new stupid stadium. And every year they can sell you on excitement. That is a garbage question.
Whoever put that out like needs to be fired, right?
Yes.
Whoever put out that questionnaire and put how important is winning to you, I mean, they just need to be canned. Like
how important is
clearly don't get
you
what you're working on. Get out of here.
Morons. If you, Bogman, if the Steelers asked that question, what would you do?
I mean, I wouldn't have to do anything because everyone who lives in Pittsburgh would revolt. So I wouldn't have to do anything. I'd just sit back and watch it on the news. So watch the city get burned down What's his name? Who was the bad guy in Batman?
The Joker.
This guy. I talk like
oh, Bane. Hello, everybody. Bane.
Ooh, everybody but Heinz Ward is dead on your team.
It's not good. Do you realize that, like, I instantly named you Batman villains, but she was like Tri-City, and then and I was like New York. She's like, no, Washington. I'm like, oh, which one? Like, I couldn't get there with that.
I think everyone who lives in Washington, D.C. says D.C., and everyone who lives in Washington State says Washington.
Maybe that's true. All right.
Just so you know.
All right.
More things you learn.
Yeah, this is a very informative show. We've learned so much from the beginning of the show to this point.
You know what thirsty is. You're using the right context. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. We know that what Mia Khalifa's new career choices have been and what her prior ones were. We're very caught up. We know what potential trades are not going to happen.
Yeah. None of those trades are happening.
All right.
How great would it be when Eli is traded to Jacksonville? We'll just lose our minds, right?
I mean, it'll just be dumb. It'd be the dumbest thing ever. That guy will just retweet his article 4,000 times over and be like, Nostradamus, blah, blah, blah. It'll be obnoxious. It'd be like me being 15-0 in our pick-up Bogman.
All right, that one
15-0?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Congratulations.
Let's blast through these because we got a lot of games to pick up on here. We're going to look at Week 8. The spread, the over-under, any fantasy notes. And remember, as we always say, when we talk about the over-under, it's a really good marker for knowing, like, you know, where does the industry think the points are going to be scored. So how did we finish last week? Don't feel like it was a great week.
Last week, you were 6-8-1 against the spread, 6-7-1 on the over-under because one of the games didn't have an over-under. I was 9-4-1 against the spread, and I was the same as you, 6-7-1 on the over-unders.
Not a great week for us.
No, I mean, still don't listen to what we say.
Yeah.
Like, fantasy, we're good. Over-unders, we're all right.
I think we made that clear. Like, when it comes to over-unders, don't put money on it. Don't put that evil on us. Like, just do your own thing. Go listen. Like I said, go listen to Red.
We're not bookies. Right.
Yeah, exactly. We're not. We're totally not bookies. Not if we would be the worst bookies of all time. I'd be like, you need to pay your bill. They'd be like, I'm not going to pay it. I'd be like, I'm not going to come
All right, there. But you got to do it tomorrow.
Please, you're waiting. Tri-City, New Jersey, just bring it. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. All right. First game up here, Bogman. Miami at Baltimore. Baltimore is a 3-point favorite. The over-under is a measly 37.5 in a row because nobody, and I mean nobody, is practicing on the offense but Buck Allen. Mike Wallace, Jeremy Maclin, and Ben Watson are all questionable
Playlist
for this stupid game.
24-17 overnight.
It's not
air.
Good. So where are you going, Bugs?
I'm definitely taking Miami in this one. Miami is actually, I believe they're 13-3 in their last 16 games. They've been playing better than expected. I know Matt Moore is the quarterback here instead of Jay Cutler, but I don't think they lose anything. So I'm going to take Miami, and I'm going to go with the under because Baltimore can't score, and Miami has an underrated defense. I feel like this is like a 21-10 game or a 21-7 game, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, like a 10-3 game, like a 7-0, 3-0, something like that game.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. 3-0. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to go, I think exactly as you. I'm going to go Miami for sure because Baltimore has no weapons whatsoever. And I just don't even know who they're going to throw it to. Who in God's name are they going to throw it to? So I'm going to go Miami, and I'm going to go the
Moore.
Under because...
16-man league, I picked up Chris Moore and two of them.
Joe Flacco,
mainly
bad
because
is Joe
week
Flacco?
8 is horrible with all of the bye weeks. So many bye weeks. Everyone's
so
on
bad.
Bye week.
I'm really disappointed. Devontae Parker, again, like it keeps, like right after the games, looks like he's like, oh, it looks good. And then, nope, he's doubtful. And now it doesn't look like he's going to play.
Week.
Probably play
They're
the next
tomorrow.
Week. That's not going to be good for Miami's offense either. So even more reason to take the under. I mean, I don't want to say like, it's a lock, but it's a lock to go on the under, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's a lock. If I was locking one over-under up, I would lock up the Miami-Baltimore under.
Okay. Let's see. We got a minute here. We can get one more in here. Minnesota at Cleveland. This is another London game. God, they are sending. I feel horrible. Like, we're just sending them the trash. It's garbage. We're sending the worst matchups. Minnesota at Cleveland. Minnesota's a 9.5-point favorite. The over-under is also 37.5. What do you think?
I'm going to take Minnesota, and I'll take the over. I think Minnesota could put up 40 points on Cleveland. They're terrible. And DeShone Kizer's just back to starting after being horrible.
I mean, I got to take Minnesota by that standard. Latavius Murray seems like a fantastic play this week. McKinnon seems like a good play. Everybody with the Vikings seems like a great play. I will go over the over. I will go Minnesota. And I will go no Cleveland Browns. Not one. Not once. We'll be back. We've got a whole bunch more to cover. And any of your questions, don't go anywhere.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing it.
Welcome back. It is In This League with Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We are talking NFL action for week 8. If you got questions, you can hit us up here. Actually, we got a question from our boy Guthrie, Scott Shy. It is trade Cook, Dez for Baldwin and McCoy. 12-team keeper PPR. He says, what's Fuller's trade value? God, you got a lot of questions here, Guthrie. And Inman, 16-team pickup. Inman, sure, pick him up.
Yeah, Fuller's value, 16 teams, why not?
Fuller's value is like a middle to low-end wide receiver 3, right?
Yeah, I would say so because, you know, he catches a lot of touchdowns and everything, but touchdowns are so hit or miss. You know, they've only been hit with him so far. They're going to be missed at some point. So
then in a keeper league, trading Dalvin Cook and Dez Bryant to get Baldwin and McCoy. I mean, obviously, Baldwin and McCoy seems like a move you're trying to compete right now with, but you're losing the better receiver. And frankly, Bogman, put your hat on for next year. Who's better, Dalvin Cook or LeSean McCoy?
Well, I think I'd still rather have McCoy for next year because he's not coming off a knee injury at this point. You know, obviously, anything can happen. But, long term, I would much rather have Dalvin Cook. I think Dalvin Cook's going to be really good for a long time. Minnesota runs the crap out of the ball. So, you know, maybe next year still I'd rather have McCoy by a slight edge, but I really like Dalvin Cook moving forward. So I would say if you can win this year and you're going to throw all your chips in.
You got to know that you can win, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of good running backs coming out in next year's draft. I don't know if it's quite as good as this year's, but it's still going to be really high up there, too. So you can get another good young back in the upcoming draft for next season. So I think I would do that if I'm already like really good, like I'm close to locking up a playoff spot already and this is going to put me over the top, I think I'm doing that.
I feel like I'd try to couldn't you just trade Dalvin for McCoy? I try to do that. Like I'd rather have Dez than Baldwin, right?
Yeah, but I mean, somebody would have to be sinking because like I said, I still like McCoy a little bit over Dalvin going into next year, too.
Okay. Let's pick back up on the plays. Oakland at Buffalo in the Marshawn Lynch suspension trade. Did you hear, by the way, the suspension game, where his guys, they were trying, they pulled clips, I guess, from last year of like 7 or 9 players that pushed refs, or maybe it was this year, that didn't get suspended. And that was the case to not have him suspended. But I'm guessing those were like incidental situations where he turned around and shoved the ref.
Yeah, and he ran out on the field when he was on the sideline. So
yeah, it's dumb.
You know, it's just stuff you can't do. It was dumb.
Nope. Oakland at Buffalo. Buffalo is favored by 2.5. The over-under is 45.5, and Alicia called a little bit ago, and we both kind of went on the side of Derek Carr. And the over-under, I mean, it's kind of in favor. That's not one of the highest of the week, but it's in that kind of range.
Houston and Seattle is actually half a point higher.
I see that.
I was surprised by that.
I don't know.
I don't see how that could happen.
I was about to say, hey, we should ask Seeley what it is, but if you ask him, he might troll you. We should go look and see what his ranks are. We'll do that in the next one.
Oakland and Buffalo. I think, you know, I really like Buffalo at home, but I like Oakland getting a little bit of extra time to prep for this game because they played last Thursday. And they seem to have kind of found a rhythm in the passing offense, at least with Amari Cooper. I think I'm going to pick Oakland, and I'm going to take the under in this game.
All right. I'm looking real quick on Sealy's ranks here. Let's see. Does not have either one of the guys we talked about in the top 12. Ooh, he has Watson at 13 and Carr at 18. So Sealy doesn't agree with me or you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm still, I get it, but I'm still holding fast. The Seattle, a rookie playing against Seattle on the road, I don't like that matchup.
Me too, big time. All right, I'm sorry, who did you pick? Oakland and the under?
Oakland and the under for me in this one.
I am going to go, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Oakland and the over. I like Oakland in this one as well. I feel like a lot of people are going to take that like, oh, Marshawn Lynch is suspended. This might hold them back. I really don't think so. I think it might open up the offense and them just being like, guess what? We just don't even need to try. We can just throw the ball a gajillion times, which they're good at.
Full-on Patriots offense, right? That's exactly kind of what you need to do in this one.
Indianapolis at Cincinnati. Holy crap. Cincinnati is a 10.5-point favorite, and the over-under is only 41.5. And there was a reporter came out today or a couple days ago and had said from their inside sources that Luck is out for the year. I mean, we've been speculating on that for weeks upon weeks. More chatter has come over the last like week and a half. But I mean, it's just not happening. He's not coming back.
I mean, why would they play him at this point? They've looked really, really bad. They got stomped by Jacksonville last week. This 10.5-point spread, I think it might be too big. I'm going to take Indy and the points in this one, and 41.5.
Could it get ugly? Could it be an ugly defensive game?
Nah, I'm going to take the, I think taking the over kind of hedges my bet there. So I get one of them. So because I think if it goes over, Cincinnati's winning this in a stomping. So I'll take Indy and the over just so I get one of these.
I'm in agreement here. I think this could be a good Marlon Mack game, and I wouldn't be surprised if they could settle Joe Mixon in a little bit more. So, yes, I'm going to also go Indy in the points.
Since his defense is underrated, but their offense, even though it was clicking for a while, their offensive line is so god-awful. I think even Indy could be able to put pressure on him.
So we'll both go Indy in the over. All right. The Los Angeles Clippers and Blake Griffin go into New England to face the Patriots. It is, or Boston, maybe we could say, and the Boston Celtics, the Boston. And it's a 7-point favorite for the Patriots, and over-under is 48. Melvin Gordon, by the way, limited.
I'm definitely taking the Patriots. Like, you know, the Patriots figured out at home. They got all those fog machines going at home. So
you see the guy online that sold like 2,500 and he put Foxborough on his Craigslist thing that they're selling the fog machines.
Yeah, it said 2,500 only used once fog machines. That was the best.
That's a troll. It's a Mia Khalifa like troll job.
I'm going to take New England. I'm going to go with the over because I don't believe New England's defense against Atlanta last week. I think that was a lot to do with the weather and the fog and the stuff and Atlanta not being able to get into a rhythm. So
like
I don't
Bill Cosby,
believe,
like the fog and the stuff and the things.
The fogs and the stuff and the things. So I'm going to take New England and the over in this one. Still no defense.
I'm agreed. I totally agree. The Chargers are they're built around just launching the ball out there. I kind of like I would hope maybe this can be a Keenan Allen get right type of game. I'm worried if Melvin Gordon isn't there, what is that gonna what is that gonna end up doing with the offense? Is it gonna putter it a little bit more? If Melvin Gordon is relatively sidelined or out, I would expect more tight ends. So maybe Hunter Henry and Antonio Gates might be relevant. And Rivers ends up actually being a good play. Okay, how about this? Alicia asked us earlier, Carr or Watson, would you rather play Rivers over both of them?
Yeah, I would.
I think I would too.
I'd rather play Rivers because, I mean, New England's defense, like I said, looked good against Atlanta last week, but I'll take the rest of the season where they looked really bad to judge them. So I would much rather have Philip Rivers than those two guys.
who's the running back besides James White that's relevant for the Patriots? Is it Deion Lewis this week? Is it Burkhead this week? Is it Gillislee? Which one do you think?
I think it's Deion Lewis. I think 2 weeks in a row he's been pretty strong. I think they found something with him, and they're moving ahead with Deion Lewis.
Chicago at New Orleans. It is a 9-point favorite for the Saints. The over-under is 47.5. The revived Bears, Bogman, with Dontrell Inman to really push this offense over.
Well, they threw the ball 7 times last week. So, I mean, you know, Eddie Jackson was returning everything that fell in his lap for a touchdown, so they didn't have to do much. I'm going to take New Orleans. I don't trust a rookie on the road. And I'm going to take the under in this game because I think both of these defenses are completely underrated. Chicago's defense has been pretty strong, and New Orleans is better than advertised. So I'm going to go New Orleans in the under in this one.
Yeah, we're picking a lot of the same this week because I'm going to do the same thing. That. I think. No, I don't either. This sets up for really bad precedent for both of us. But yeah, I'm going to go New Orleans in the under on this. And not many times do I go the under on New Orleans, which probably states this is going to be a 70-point game. And Mitch Trubisky, you know, will come off. What do you have like last week? Like 40 yards?
Yeah, he had 4 completions.
He had the 70 yard
to Cohen. So I think he had like 107 yards or something, but they didn't need him. They ran the ball like 35 times to Jordan Howard. So
that's amazing. All right, last one before the break, and then we'll pick up on the rest of these. Atlanta at the New York Jets. The Falcons are favored by 4.5. The over-under is 46. What do you think?
I'm going to take the Jets in the under in this one. So maybe we'll get a nice disagreement. I just, you know, the Jets have been playing pretty decent ball lately. Atlanta got smacked by New England on the road. I think they're a much better home team than they are a road team. So I'm going to take the Jets and the under.
Okay, this will be good because I'm going to go the opposite here. I'm going to go the Falcons and the over. I like the Falcons to work through riding the ship. I think I told you last week, all I wanted in the world was the Falcons to lose 28-3. That's like all I wanted. Like just
so
let
mean.
Let that happen.
Mean-spirited.
Atlanta can come in and they can take out their frustrations. But Josh McCown is surprisingly effective, so we'll be able to see them come in there. I like this to be an offensive game, so there might be fantasy-relevant options throughout this. Maybe just a little bit of Jermaine Kearse. Maybe the running backs can get right. Matt Forte might be a decent start. And, of course, you got to like your Falcons, as always. We will finish up the rest of these games. Niners, Philly, Carolina, Tampa, and the rest on the other side of this break. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, Chris Pavona in this league. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. 2 truths, 1 lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe.
And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh in the house talking week 8. Not the smartest tool in the toolbox.
Did
the San Francisco 49ers.
You know? No, did you know that there's a Carl's Jr. at Talking Stick Arena?
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Frequent it?
I didn't. I had just eaten, before I left because I didn't want to pay those ridiculous prices at the stadium. You know, I figured I was going to be spending enough on beer, you know, 2 beers.
Until you learned. Bucks. Oh, because you were thirsty, Bogman. You were thirsty.
I was thirsty, yeah. They also have cartoon-sized sodas there. Love that.
What's that?
So, it's just a 44-ounce Coke. You know, they don't have that at Chase Field, so they have just the regular, and it's Pepsi at Chase Field. I'd rather have Coke.
I like that stadiums have just, like, it's one of the few places, like, on the planet anymore that have just embraced being the worst version of yourself in every capacity. It's like, hey, come here, cuss in front of children, be a horrible person, take your shirt off, run on the field, get in fights. drink 12 44-ounce drinks if you want.
Well,
eat 4,000-calorie meals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, you're there to have fun, not to, you're there to cut loose. Have yourself a couple $12 beers and $15 cheeseburgers.
Nobody loves more. Yeah, nobody loves to get a $12 beer more than me, of course, Bogdan. the stupid 49ers, they're checking in with their fans. Is winning important to you? Probably won't be this week because San Francisco 49ers are at the Eagles. The Eagles are favored by 13. The over-under is 47.
Best record in the NFL, the Eagles. I'm going to take Philly, and I'll take the over. I think the Niners can put up some points there.
I'm kind of surprised that if you're going to take the over, you're not going to take the Niners in the 13 points. What do you think this game is? This game going to be 40 to 20 to you?
This game could be like 35 to 21.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to go with the 49ers. I'm going to take the points there. They do have those five games where they lost by three or less, even though they are inept and stupid. I do like C.J. Beathard. He is fun. And
you should have
like
heard
Carlos
the Welsh when he found out that they hired Lynch. If you think this is malcontent.
It was almost as bad as when they hired Dennis Erickson many years ago. That was...
Dennis Erickson had just come off the heels of ruining ASU, too. Or was it the other way around?
The 49ers.
I can't remember it. Yeah, no. I can't remember. Was that the other way around?
It was the other way around. He was at Oregon, and then he came to the Niners, ruined the 49ers single-handedly. Then he might have gone somewhere else for a year or two, then came and ruined ASU.
You quit liking college football, was when Dennis Erickson took over for ASU.
That's 100% right. He's a black plague. Everywhere he goes, he just scars and ruins everything. But yeah, I'm going to take the Niners and the points there and the over. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Tampa is a 2-point favorite. Over-under is 44.5.
Man, this one's tough because Cam Newton does not look right.
Nope.
He looks awful.
On the field or during press conferences.
Or during press conferences. What an idiot. We can't even get into that.
Please don't dress like that.
I think Tampa Bay is going to win this. Kind of going away, so I'm going to take Tampa Bay, and I'll go with the over on this one also.
Do you think they're going to run away with it?
I think they might run away with it. Carolina's looked really bad the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I buy that. I'm going to go Tampa, and I'm going to go the under on this game. I'm going to say this
is
like
I mean, these are two defenses that should be playing better than how they are right now.
Yeah, 21-17 type of game, something like that. I'm going to go with the under in Tampa. Houston at Seattle. Amazingly, that over-under is 46. That's a point higher than that Raider game. Seattle is favored by 5.5. You and I both just not fans of Deshaun Watson, which maybe that's not going to be our bad this week.
No, Deshaun Watson, just not for this week.
Not this week. That's what I said, this week. Matchup. Like, hopefully Alicia will call us back and not hate us forever when Deshaun Watson has five touchdowns, and then we'll be like, Pavona, please block that number.
Alicia, if you can please go to a different city and call next week, just so we can get the Welsh educated on all the U.S. cities. That'd be
great. Go to a different Tri-City. There's lots of them. There's lots of Tri-Cities. Tri-City Valley Cats in New York. All right, what are you doing here? Houston, Seattle. Seattle's favored
by
5.5. By
the way?
What's that?
Isn't there a Quad City also in minor league baseball?
There is.
This one is fairly easy to me. I'm going to take Seattle and the under.
That's it?
Seattle on the under. I mean, I think I've already explained. I don't like a rookie quarterback going on the road to Seattle, even coming off the bye week. You know, Seattle's offense is also terrible. So this game could be 14-3, 17-10, something like that. I think it's going to be low scoring because Watson should have a struggle in this game against Seattle's defense, and Russell Wilson should struggle against Houston's defense. I have no idea how they're getting to 46 points in this game.
That's a good point. Do you like any of the Seattle options? I mean, none of the running backs have proven well. Outside of, like, Baldwin, are you comfortable Jimmy Graham if you were playing DFS? Are you comfortable, I don't know, you know, a chance on a Paul Richardson? Or you got to put out a Eddie Lacy? You know, week 8 is the worst bye week in fantasy. There's so many relevant guys that are missing.
Baldwin.
I mean,
Baldwin's like the only guy, and you cannot do any of the Seattle running backs because who the hell knows which one it's going to be.
What if you had to pick one?
If I had to pick a Seahawks running back?
Yeah.
I would see how much weight this fan can hold right here, I think, is what I'd do. I would probably – Prosize if he's healthy. If not, I'd take McKissick. Because most
just
of our
anything you can do to not pick Eddie Lacy.
I don't want Lacy. I guess I would take Rawls.
I guess
Rawls because he might get in the end zone. That would be my pick.
I guess I'm going to go with you. Seattle in the under here. Don't like Deshaun Watson on the road against Seattle. It is at home. It's still a very, very tough place to play. But I agree with you. The 46 points. I don't know. I just don't see it against both these defenses. These are still good defenses, regardless if J.J. Watt is out. Dallas at Washington. Dallas is a 2-point favorite, and Ezekiel Elliott will play again. He's just continuously getting to play, and the over-under is 50.5. What do you think?
This one is a really tough call because I think Dallas is not as good as they played against the Niners last week, and Philly or Washington is not as bad as they played against Philly. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to give the edge to the home team. So I'm going to take Dallas, but I'm going to go with the over on this one. Even though the over is really high, I think this one could turn into a shootout.
Did you say you're giving the edge to the – well, Washington's at home here. So you're not –
Oh, it's Washington at home?
Well, it's Dallas at Washington.
The Washington in the over then.
That's where I want to go. I'm going to go – yeah. Nope. Damn it.
You don't like picking the Cowboys. Just take the Redskins.
I'm going to pick the stupid Cowboys. I'm going to pick the Cowboys in the over here.
Ugh, Dallas in the over. All
right. Gross. Feels gross. We got two more. Pittsburgh at Detroit, your team. Pittsburgh favored by 3. The over-under is 45. Notes for you to know is Martavis Bryant will not play. He's going to be inactive for this week. Juju, he was in concussion protocol, but he practiced on Wednesday, so he looks good to go. I view Juju as the number one overall wide receiver in all the land. He's my favorite player on the planet. I just love him.
Well,
and
Antonio
Golden Tate
might have something to say about that.
Yeah, yeah, agree. He's not even the best Antonio on his Bryant. Team, unfortunately. Golden Tate practiced, but probably still not going to play.
Yeah,
Kenny
Golladay.
Kenny
Go
All Day
timetable.
Should play, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of question marks with Detroit. I think this line kind of indicates a Detroit comeback, don't you? I mean, I know Pittsburgh's much worse on the road, but Pittsburgh should win this game. But every time Pittsburgh should win a game, they lose. I'm still going to take Pittsburgh, but I'm going to take the over because I think Ben could set up Detroit in some favorable situations here. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh, and I'll go with the over.
And this is a tough game, you know. Marvin Jones, there's no Golden Tate. Kenny, just the offensive weapons. It's just so hard for me to pick with the offensive weapons that the Lions have out there. And I look at the Steelers and Antonio Brown. He's on a roll. Juju Smith-Schuster has definitely got a place in this offense. You know, Vance McDonald is establishing himself. I don't think the Steelers lose a step with Martavis Bryant. I know what you're saying. It feels a little trappish here. I could see a lot of points, so I'm also going to go Pittsburgh and the over, and I don't know if I feel awesome about it.
No, I definitely don't. I definitely want to take Detroit. I want to take Detroit in the under in this one, but I'm not going to do it.
All right, Denver at Kansas City. This is the final one here before we go to break. Denver at Kansas City. Kansas City is a 7-point favorite. The over-under is 43. What do you think?
Kansas City in the under. Denver is having real problems. They've been blown out 2 weeks in a row. The offensive line is awful right now. I don't know if they can get it together. If Kansas City gets out to a lead, they're going to tee off on Trevor Siemian with Justin Houston. So I got KC in the under in this one.
Did you see that? I think it was Jamal Charles said he hopes he comes out to like a roaring ovation for him from Kansas City.
Oh, he should. He was really good in Kansas City for a really long time. And, yeah. You know, he left many ligaments out on the field. So
I was about to say, like, what was he? With the team for 8 years, probably played like 3 of them?
He was there a long time, and he put up a lot of good numbers for Kansas City. So he should come out to an ovation, but he's on Denver now, so he'll probably get booed.
Probably get booed. Of all teams, he's going to get booed here. I'm going to go Kansas City, but I'm going to take the over here. I think both defenses are rocking here, but yeah, sometimes I feel like Alex Smith is kind of primed offensively to be able to work through this. And I don't know. I just this is a gut feeling one. I mean, this is why you don't trust me, by the way. This is why you don't bet on anything that I say. There's something about I look at this game that I could see Kansas City getting out to an early big lead, Denver kind of coming back, fighting for the points, and then, you know, fourth quarter is when we hit the over. So I'm going to go over Kansas City. Those are the picks for this week. All of them. If you missed any, you can listen on demand or you can listen to hour one. But we still got one more segment, so don't go anywhere. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh for In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This league.
He stays benched this week, right? And like, hey, you know, this is for being a clown over the last couple days. And why wasn't his agent being better to him? You know, like, just shut up and don't say anything and maybe we'll get you
out
of here.
What a clown that guy is. I wish Mia Khalifa would roast. Oh, I'd get anything if Martavis Bryant slid into those DMs. She would become a national hero if Martavis Bryant slid into those DMs and she outed that national treasure.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In This League.
In the dark?
Yes, they do. They do listen.
Would you take Mia Khalifa to an ice rink on your first date?
I would be. It's a great idea. If you think logically and logistically, it's a smooth, smooth move. Yeah. For sure, but that won't happen because I won't slide into those DMs. Let's finish off the. Let's careful about how we say it. Let's finish off the Mia Khalifa conversation that we started the show with. Something she's very familiar with. Let's finish this off ourselves here. Pavona, let's get you in here real quick. Are you there, Chris Pavona?
I am.
Super producer. Your final thoughts. We laid out all the statistics there where she's outed players. Players have outed her. She's funny, but she also kind of breaks the DM code, yet the guys are kind of creepy. And let's get your vote here. Do you like Mia Khalifa, or is she just simply a troll?
This is a tough one, but I think I might have to ask my vampire friend. I would like myself, and I know this. I know plenty of monsters that would love her to be their troll.
What are vampires usually known for doing, Pavona?
Sucking blood.
Oh, okay. You went quick with the blood. Okay, there you go. So what was your answer? Did you say yes? You're a fan?
Yeah, why
you're,
not?
You're in?
I'm in. I'm in on Mia Khalifa.
Okay, I'm going to try. Bogman. Are you in on Mia Khalifa, or is she simply just a troll?
I would love to be in on Mia Khalifa, but that all that stuff about faking the tweets and the DMs, I'm not digging that. So, I mean, I am a fan, but
before everyone else was a fan.
Yeah, I'm the OG of liking Mia Khalifa, but I think I'm out. I'm out on Mia Khalifa.
You take out her body and body of work, and I don't know. She's funny. I can appreciate the humor in it, but
so you can be funny and obnoxious. There's plenty of people that are funny and obnoxious. Dane Cook's kind of funny, kind of annoying.
Yeah, ooh, where's he? Is he still alive?
I thought he passed exist? Away.
Is he? Does he exist anymore?
Yeah, he's still around.
We live in a world where Mia Khalifa is so more relevant than Dane Cook.
Well, yeah, because Mia Khalifa, she may be annoying, but she didn't steal anybody's jokes. So
that's a good point. Really good one. She tried really, really hard, by the way, to get at Cliff Kingsbury.
Really?
Really
Cliff
hard.
Kingsbury?
Oh, yeah, because he's a good looking dude. She posted a whole bunch of pictures. She was like, he can get that workout, da da da. And he was not having any of it. At the end of the day, I want to appreciate the humor because I think she gets funny digs and she does, you know, a lot of what she does. She's almost become a shock jock who has the other stuff that's attached to it. But at the end of the day, I think she's a troll. She's just become a troll.
I mean, Asa Akira way over Mia Khalifa, right? Like so over.
Definitely. I'm very much more familiar with Asa Akira.
See, they're in familiar, career
bodies
paths
of work.
And, right, exactly. And now they're, on the radio or doing whatever. And Asa Akira just seems like she would be a lot of fun to hang out with. It feels like, you know, if you said something crazy to Mia Khalifa, everyone in the world would know about it the next day. That's all.
Good point. That's a good. Yeah, I mean, hopefully you don't say something along those lines. But I know what you're saying. Like, if you're looking for, well, don't want to say if you're looking for a good time. But I'm just saying this very platonically. If you're looking for a good hangout time, I'd rather hang out with Asa Akira than I would Mia Khalifa. So I'm gonna go with Troll Job. Troll Job. That's the one. The last job that she will have will be the Troll.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
You can't afford it. All right, that is the show. I'm not going to put who. Pomona has somebody that he's a very big fan of, and when I mean big, you'll know what I mean.
Gianna Michaels.
That's for another show. That's another one. Yeah, there you go. Okay. You added it. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, like, in this league. We appreciate you. Listen on demand.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.